Well, the folks at Midwest Dental in Atlantic have a project coming up where they're trying to spread a smile. It's called Give Kids a Smile. We've got a couple of guests joining us here today to talk a little bit about this project. Lori Feisner and Sean Peterson join us here. Lori, I want to start with you because you've been kind of working on it at this point now. The goal is what with this program?
One of our main goals is to reach underserved kids in Cass County that don't normally get to see the dentist to help them with their oral health. Give Kids a Smile is a program that has been around for about 12 years now. It was established in 2003, and every year, basically, the American Dental Association sets up the time, and so it's coordinated all over the country. For this is the official Give Kids a Smile date, which is February the 7th.
I guess your part of the project right now is to try ahead
any
of time.
Kids, yeah. It's open to any Cass County child who doesn't have insurance or isn't able to generally see their dentist. And it's by appointment only, so I do need them to call us. And we would like to be able to give them cleanings, possibly fillings, anything that their dental health might need.
If folks call, what should they expect? What questions will you ask them?
Well, it's really pretty simple. We're accepting kids K through 8th grade. And they have to, of course, sign a medical history form and a waiver, and that's it. And it's free cleanings, so.
You're going to go right after them then and get them all taken care of
that's
and cleaned
right.
up. This is coming up February 7th from 8 a.m. to noon here at Midwest Dental, which is in the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital facility. And Dr. Sean Peterson is one of those who will be helping to provide that care. Sean, can you talk a little bit about how that worked out in the past? What kind of things are you looking for when the youngsters come in?
Yeah, it's last year was the first year we did it as an office, and every one of our both Dr. Markman and myself were the dentists here, but all of our staff members contributed as well and volunteered their time. We're not getting paid for this. And it's a chance for us to give back to the community. And what we like to see, what I like to see as a dentist, and I think Dr. Markman is the same, is we want to get kids, especially that don't have a dental home, just to get them through the door, get seen by a dentist, get a thorough exam, usually radiographs if necessary, and a good cleaning. Now, we may not be able to provide all the work that they need that day, but we can at least get them, get the ball rolling on that, have a good conversation with their parents, hopefully. And whether they come back and see us or go to see their current dentist or another dentist in Cass County or the area, that's fine. We just want them to be seen, and sometimes it's an educational opportunity for us to really talk to the parents and explain to them and show them what's going on with their kids' teeth and to help get them started and hopefully having good dental health.
Yeah. Why is this important at this age?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, you know, we start out K through 5, and now we've expanded K through 8 because usually by around 6th grade, kids have all their permanent teeth in their mouth. But if we can get them at the age 5, 6, 7, when they're just starting to get their permanent teeth in, we can really get them started and get them to understand how important taking care of their teeth is, because if they don't have good healthy teeth and they start getting pain in their mouth, they're not eating well, and if they're not eating well, they're not in good health generally. So oral health is really, really important. It's not just about having a good smile, it's about being healthy in general. And so if we can get them at a young age and get the parents on board and help the child understand how important that is, usually we have good results in the long run.
I suppose pain, discomfort, you know, whatever of any kind has an effect on all of us. It affects our concentration, our learning ability, just our ability to be able to interact with folks. If we're not proud of the way our, you know, we look when we smile, we're probably less likely to interact with people on a certain level too. So, you know, this is important for kids at a young age to start to give them kind of a healthy outlook on life and also to give them a little bit of self-confidence too.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, someone's smile, that's usually one of the first things we notice. And that's why I like that the ADA has named it Give Kids a Smile Day, because we do see some kids that have had, you know, that they know that they don't have good teeth or they might not like how they look. They don't know why, but if they come and see their dentist, hopefully we can get those things fixed up, explain to them what's going on, and give them a better outlook. And you've probably been there too, Jim. I think most of us have. You know, we've had toothaches at some point in our life. There's nothing quite like a toothache. You know, and when a kid has an abscess, a lot of times they don't really know what's going on. They may not say something to their mom or dad. You know, if we can get to them before these teeth go really bad or start causing pain, you know, it's less time from school, it's less money down the road, and most importantly, it's healthier in the long run.
Well, and while health insurance is relatively common, sometimes dental insurance isn't for everyone, and people will look maybe to cut some expenses here and there, and this might be one they figure they could maybe skimp out on a little bit because, hey, it's just teeth, right? And they're going to fall out anyway when they're kids, huh? I'm sure you hear that once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the thing. You know, primary teeth or baby teeth, you know, a lot of them we have until we're 10, 11, 12, sometimes 13, 14 years old, and some people don't realize that. They think, well, it's going to fall out, but if it's a critical, some teeth are more critical than others, and if it's a tooth that needs to be saved until they're age 10 or 11, it's better to save that tooth and fix it rather than just remove it and cause problems with their permanent teeth when they start coming in. So, again, I enjoy the educational aspect of it, especially being able to visit with parents that maybe just flat out don't know because maybe they weren't educated when they were younger, and a lot of times that passes on to children. So if we can get them involved as well and talk to them and show them, you know, what's going on with their children's teeth, and hopefully that will help them help their child have better health.
Yeah, and better habits, too. We've all heard that about getting kids to brush their teeth and to take care of things and what have you, and if you can show them the results. Can you tell as a dentist later on in life if someone really didn't take good care or close, you know, watch over their dental health when they were younger?
We usually have a pretty good idea. People, when they have a mouthful of fillings and they're, you know, say 18, 20 years old, and most of their permanent teeth have had restorations, that probably means when they were younger they didn't have, you know, take good care of the teeth. However, it also means that they were at least seeing their dentist and getting things fixed. The bigger problem is sometimes we'll see a 21, 22-year-old maybe that's been out of the home for a while and out of their home environment. Maybe they're out in the working world not taking care of their teeth. And they come in and all of a sudden there's not a whole lot we can do with their teeth. And those are the ones that you can usually tell maybe they just weren't in a good rhythm, good habits at a young age. And so, you know, we're trying to cut that out as much as possible and really educate these kids and their parents on how to better take care of their teeth.
Now, for this particular program, you're kind of focusing on a lot of the basic stuff, and there might be some bigger issues that you might notice that come up, and how will those things be handled?
Yeah, it's a good question. We mainly what we're doing is a full exam, a cleaning, x-rays isn't necessary. Last year, we saw 40 to 50 kids, and we did some fillings, some routine things, maybe even a couple of extractions for emergencies. But we need to kind of know ahead of time what we're doing, and so it's kind of hard to plan on that. That's why we focus on the exam and the cleaning and the x-rays. And let's say a child has four or five restorations to do or fillings, cavities in their mouth. We'll sit down with the parents, show them what needs to be done, explain to them if they want us to do them, this is what it'll cost. We can set something up with them or talk to them about insurance or other assistance if necessary. Or if they have another dentist or want to go somewhere else, that's fine. At least they can leave here with a treatment plan and an idea of what they need to have done, and hopefully we'll get going on getting that treatment done.
Well, get some started anyway and moving in the right direction. Very good. Lori, I know it's difficult to get folks to get the word out, to get folks signed up and all. You're kind of doing some outreach, working with some other agencies and organizations?
I've been working mainly with the schools, the elementary schools, and through the nurses.
Mm-hmm. Might as well go to the sources. They see these kids every day and get them in here. Is it tougher to reach the parents or the kids?
Well, I guess kind of both. You know, we want to make sure if the children do go home with the paperwork that the parents read it, and, you know, if they're interested, definitely sign up, bring the paperwork back to their school nurses, and then I pick up the paperwork from the school, and then I contact them and set up the appointment.
Once they sign up and once you get them here and they go through the routine stuff, I guess when they're finished, they're out the door. Do you keep in touch with them? Do you keep contact? Is it up to them at that point to follow up any way they so choose?
Yes, it definitely is, because we don't know where they're coming from, whether they have another home dentist, they're just coming here for their free cleaning. We don't do any contact with them unless they choose that we do. And then, let's say, for example, if they do want to make this their dental home, we will definitely work with them on that, absolutely.
Did you see some of that last year?
We did, actually. We actually just had a little girl come in just a couple months ago, and we all remembered her from last year. And she came back, and we were able to set her up and get her six-month cleaning done. And so she's back. She's now doing a routine dental cleanings, which is great.
When you do the reaching out, do you still find some folks that say, ooh, I don't know, I'm afraid of the dentist?
Well, sure. That's very common. I mean, a lot of people at once in their life are afraid of the dentist. But we try and make it a very fun time that they're here. So when they do come back, they remember it as a positive experience.
Yeah. The dog doesn't like to go to the vet either, but
right.
They don't understand it, but it's good for them in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the kids are kind of the same way to a certain extent. They'll understand why they come here in the long run, because they'll realize that they have some good experiences.
Right.
So again, if folks want to find out more or get their children registered, they do need to call.
They do need to call. Our phone number is 712-243-1833. They can talk to anybody here, or they can ask for me. My name is Lori again, and I will get them the information and get them an appointment set up if they're interested. Absolutely.
Excellent. Just that easy. Lori Feisner, Dr. Sean Peterson, thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. Good luck with the program.